We shall now turn again to the word of God that was read at the book of Genesis chapter 8. And as it may please the Most High, we shall look together at verse 9. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and put her in unto him into the ark. Here is the word of God before us. And so many people, even in our country, they would say that in the Old Testament there is no gospel. So we don't have much in the Old Testament, which we disagree with them. Because this is the word of God, and Christ says of it, it is in the volume of the book, it is written of me. And it is Christ-centered word of God, the Bible. And it all brings, if we read it carefully, what shall we find there? We shall find Christ. And so it is also here in this book of Genesis whereby we find that it came, that the Lord, there was a the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120. What we are trying to bring to our understanding is that the sin, as we find in chapter 6, as people multiplied, and so the sons and so the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And in verse 5, he then says, and God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him and at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and the beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, so on. Then that is what we are finding now, that as we find that it was God's command that Noah must build the ark. And that ark was for those that would be saved shall enter into this ark. And just not to follow everything. We should notice that everything that was outside the ark perished. And only those things, those animals and those people who were inside the ark, they are they who did not perish. And as we have said that in the word of God, what shines forth even in this history of the destruction of the world, what shined forth in this ark as a way whereby those that entered into the ark were saved. They were saved. And so this ark, as we know, as we would say again, that in all situations, that which we read in the word of God, we find that there was a way out. There was a way of escape. As it is so here, when the ark was built, it was a way to save those that would enter therein. Though God was in anger, though God had said that he will destroy every man, but he provided a way. That way, which was his provision, was this ark. You read the word of God, and even in Lot's time, for those that escaped out of Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a place which was provided, who ran and fled there, as we know of Lot and his children. They were saved. Even the time when the children of Israel were beaten by the serpents, there was a provision that God made of that present serpent. Whoever looked unto it was saved, did not die. It all points to Christ Jesus. We can even under the gospel, when man had sinned, when man was so miserable, when man had no way out, God provided his son, Jesus Christ. And for a way out of man, God provided a way of escape. That way was which was through his blood. That way which was opened by the blood of Christ Jesus. That was the way opened. Otherwise, those who not are on that way, they shall perish, as the word of God says, who believeth not in the Son of God. He shall surely perish. And so here, in this verse, as we find that there were those that were saved, they were in the ark. And Noah and his family were in the ark. And all the beasts and the fowls, those that were in the ark were saved. But here we also find that when the waters had abated, God sent two messengers. He sent two messengers. He sent a raven and a dove. So we cannot speak much of a raven, because we see it, how it enjoyed outside the ark, and how it fed itself with everything that was outside the ark. But well, our attention is to this dove. The dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. We are not looking at the dove, we are not storytelling. We are bringing the word of God, the way of salvation. We are bringing the way to sinners, that they might know that where is the safe place, where is the safe place, a place of safety. Then we look at these words. We shall look them in these following points. Firstly, as we have said, that we are here to declare the way of salvation. The word is to show us the way, as it is so, to reveal us the way, to reveal us the way of salvation. By his word, the very word, which is the word of God, and by his spirit. May he do so that we come to understand of this. And so, firstly, we shall look at as we see the dove. And now we see a sensible sinner finds no rest outside Christ. A sensible sinner, a gracious sinner, he finds no rest outside Christ. As we read here, the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet, found no rest outside the ark, and that ark which we are speaking about. It is a shadow of Christ. And the ark of the New Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what are we saying? And as we speak so clearly and so directly, that there is no rest outside Christ. And there is no rest where it was sown with this dove. It found no rest for the sole of her foot. In so much so that there was no rest for the dove. And secondly, we shall consider the gracious reception that we see on this gracious sensible sinner. How do we see the gracious reception? What do we find here? As the town found no place to rest its foot, as the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And so we see how Noah stretched his hands to this which had no rest, to the town which had no rest, stretched his hand and put his hand. He stretched his hand to him, to the dove. And so it is of that gracious sinner which has no rest for the soul of his soul, to rest upon, and seeking to a place of rest. And so here it flies. There it flies to the ark, not on top of the ark, but here it flies around the ark. Then Noah stretches his hand and throws and brings pulls it in. He pulls it into the ark, the place of safety. What a gracious work of grace of God, that which we see. Christ shows to a poor sinner. Here he receives those sinners that say, I have no place of habitation. I am a sinner. Those that come to Christ, knowing of their sin and sensible of their sinfulness, knowing that there is no salvation by any other, but looking unto Christ, whom it is said, he is the salvation of the world. Seeking to enter into the ark, which is Christ Jesus. How then shall they come to him? They shall come to him by faith, fleeing from sin, fleeing from the wrath of God, because outside the ark, what is there is the wrath of God. The better place is to flee to Christ Jesus, the ark of the New Testament. And so they shall find him, willing to receive him, as we find here how Noah stretched his hand, and in order to receive, to pull this dove in. That the rest was not on the ark, but the true rest of the people of God is in Christ Jesus. So it is, and we find how he kindly embraces him. It is said here of the dove that he put her in unto him. He put her in unto him in the ark, so much so that we cannot say the dove fled to rest on the ark. But here in him, in Christ Jesus, what a great wonder of this mercy of God, that a sinner would be found in Christ Jesus, as it was so of this dove. Where was he found? He was found in the ark. He pulled in unto him into the ark. So that is what is of the gracious work in the heart of a sensible sinner. And first of all, as we know what is man is by nature, what is the joy of man, what can man do for himself? There is nothing that man can do for himself except to destroy himself. So there is nothing for man which he can do himself except to stand outside the ark in the under the wrath of God. So many shall perish. So many shall perish outside Christ Jesus. Why would they perish? Because their joy is like of the raven, which hath joy in the wealthy things, in the wealthy enjoyment. That is what we can say of the ungenerated sinner. That one who is dead, that is death, truly death. That death which we find. For one to have rest outside Christ, as we find it, it shows clearly that the dove found no rest. It found no place of habitation. So is a sensible sinner. He finds no rest outside Christ. Oh, what a gracious work that the Lord may show us that there is no rest outside Christ. And so that there's no rest in the world. There is no rest in the enjoyments of the world. There is no rest in the external, in the external duties, as some might have a rest there. There is no rest in hearing, reading, and praying. And praying, that one would rest there. Because what one thing, this is one thing, that is needful, that we would be found in Christ. So it shows that anything and anyone outside Christ, it shows that there is no rest. There is no rest in the enjoyment of these pleasures of this world. There is no rest in the law of God, for it is ever frowning, for it is ever angry of every sinner. Therefore, how can there be a rest when the law of God is angry against you, when it frowns its face unto you? How can there be any rest? As some might rest in their profession, that they will rest there, the profession of religion, that it will be their rest. No, sinner friend, there is no rest. Be like a dove. Never rest on these things. Never rest on these things. Only until you have found Christ. Never rest in your profession. Never rest, because there is no rest outside Christ. As we are seeing here, what the dove, what this teaches about the dove. It is not about the dove as a bird, but you are speaking of you and me, and it is what the word of God is declaring and revealing, and that we might have a spiritual eye, that we see that there is no rest outside Christ. Whoever thinks that there is rest, there is no rest on the way. As the word of God says, run this race which is set before thee, and never stop on the way. Like even Lot, when he came out of each of Sodom and Gomorrah, what was he directed to do? Run for your life. Stop not on the way. look not back, because there is no rest, there is no safety on the way, there is no safety if you would stop, there is no safety if you do not look back. It is for you to flee, to flee for your rest, for there is no rest outside the seat of refuge, as it was so of the man slayer, that he would not rest on the way. He must run, no stopping on the way, because there is danger. He is the avenger of the blood. He will not rest until he has found you. Therefore, the wrath of God will not rest until it has found you. The law of God, it will not rest until you have paid all its demands. So, there is no rest. It found no rest. Whoever think of any rest, as some might think of it, I was baptized. I sit on the Lord's table. And then they would think that this is their place to rest. No, it's not a place for you to rest. It's not a place for you to rest. And so he is of a sensible sinner. He has found the truth. It is what the truth which he has found, that there is no rest outside Christ. As it was, there was no rest for the dove outside the ark. It flew all over. And they do not rest. What was there? It all was the corpse. It was all the mud. It could not rest in that place, in those places. What is outside? It is all sin. It is all the lust of the flesh. It is all the wealthy lust. It is all the useful lust, which all bring one to no rest, because we have to rest. As it is so, Christ would give, is only one who would give us the rest of our souls. As he has promised, I will give you rest. Then how can you expect? How can one expect any rest outside Christ? The dove found no rest. It found no rest. That is what but the dove found no rest for the soul of her foot. That's what we must know of this world. And that's what we must know of being outside Christ. You might think that you had to rest. But and remember, my friend, you shall know it the hard way when the eyes shall be opened in hell. Then you shall find that you thought that you had a rest. It was a false rest. One would think that he had found a rest, but it will come to be no rest. So there is no rest outside Christ. Not at all. Many people are busy in this world, and what do they tell themselves? So that I will have rest. They forget about that they have a soul. Forget that they have sinned against God. But what of this sensible sinner, God by his grace has worked in his heart? What has he discovered? He has discovered that I have not rest. I thought I had the rest, as it was so with the prodigal son. He thought where he was, it was a better country, it was a better place. But there came a time where he came to himself and he said, This is not the place of my habitation. I will arise and go to my father. This is not the place where I can rest. This is not the place where I can die. Outside Christ, outside my father's house. So that must be the gracious work that we see in him. So that is the gracious work that we see in a sinner, that he becomes sensible of that there is no rest outside Christ. So, outside things were not good, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. The waters were on the face of the whole earth. And we see that she returned unto Noah into the ark. That's where, when she found there was no rest. And that brings us to our second point, that the returning sinner, as we had said, the glorious reception on this sensible sinner, which he meets in Christ, in coming to Christ. See, as what the dove did, she returned unto him into the ark. And as she returned, what did he find there? And as we read that he put forth his hand. He put forth his hand. There is the hand of mercy, stretched to poor sinners. Is it not an encouragement for us to flee to Christ, for us to say, to as we see, that there is no place of rest, that we would flee to Christ Jesus, that we would flee by faith, as it was sore of the dove, it returned to the ark. Will we not return to God, whom we have sinned, and he has provided a way to return, and this is the way under the preaching of the, under the gospel, that way which is Christ Jesus, who has declared of himself that he is the way to return to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is the way. Flee by that way. Run for your life and return to Christ Jesus. Yes, we know that you have sinned, but he came to save sinners, and he is pleased to receive sinners, those that come unto him by faith. Are they not the, is it not encouraging that the Holy God, the one that inhabits eternity, that he would receive a poor sinner that cometh unto him, that remembers, and that who comes to himself, that I perish in this place. I will arise and go to my father. So was the prodigal son. Here see him coming, coming to the father. Here he comes. The father sees him far away. The father runs to meet him. What a reception that a poor sinner finds in Christ Jesus. That what a reception that a poor sinner finds. That the grace of Christ, that which is ready to receive him. He receiveth them by his hand. I will no wise cast them out. Those that come unto me, so they shall not be disappointed. He shall not fail them, as they know that there is no rest outside him. Here is the ark of the New Testament. Here is Christ, my friend, that we are pointing, and even the gospel is pointing. That is the reason it is amongst us, for many lieth in wickedness. So therefore for their safety, this is the way that is set, that they are to flee. God has provided an ark. He has provided an ark, the ark of the New Testament, even Christ Jesus and him crucified. It is where help cometh from. So flee for thine help. You'll find him a help indeed. You'll find him a stronghold. You'll find him a place of refuge. A flee for him. Can you not see, my friend, what is hanging upon your head? He is the sword of the justice of God. So how can you rest in that place? How can you rest in that situation? Therefore, the only way, as you are, so we are cornered in every direction, but God has opened the way. God has provided a place of refuge. Can we not flee as did the dove, that there was no help anyway, but back to the ark, back to the ark. What are we saying of you? Back to Christ Jesus. Back to God whom we have sinned. We'll find him ready as he has revealed so clearly that he sent his only begotten son to save poor sinners. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Those that have known, those that come unto him weeping, I have sinned. There is no place of my peace, only unto thee. As the psalmist could say, unto thee alone have I sinned. And so this is what would be the sound of the cry. Unto thee alone, it is the only place of help. It is only the place whereby my soul can find rest. Surely in Christ Jesus, surely in the ark of the New Testament, you will find him willing, you will find his hands stretched, will find him, and you'll hear his voice. Is there no one among the children of men that I may show mercy unto him? That is what the gospel is calling us unto, so that all our attention should not be anywhere but unto the eternal Son of God, unto the great work that was accomplished by Christ. That is the hope that is set before us. That is the hope of the gospel that points sinners to Christ, and they will find him willing. As it is so, we see the gracious hand well stretched in order to receive, in order to pull, in order to draw them. Draw us unto thyself, for this is the time as we flee unto thee. This is the place for our safety, for our rest. As he has said, I will give you rest. This is the rest of the soul. So flee to Christ, my friend. As you are sore of this stuff, look at it, return into the ark. And then so what happened there? Then he put forth his hand and took her. That is what the gospel is about. And that is what we see, the mercy of God. The mercy of God to sinners. That we see the wonder of the grace of God in receiving sinners. Can you not take encouragement? It was said, he eateth and receiveth sinners. He eateth with the publicans and sinners. And he receiveth them. And he was the friend of sinners. And he was numbered with sinners. See how close he is to those that come unto him. How close he is, and the expectancy of the gracious soul is to cast himself in the hands of God. As David could say, that not cast me not in the hands of men, but he prayed that he'd be cast in the hands of God, for he is merciful. Man is cruel. Outside is cruelty. Sin is cruel. The comforts of this world are cruel. Though they might, for a time, one would feel that all things are his. But surely you'll find that you are empty, you have nothing. There's no place of rest. But if you flee, and flee by faith to Christ, then you'll find him ready to receive. Ready to receive. So that was what was of the dove. That was what was of the dove. We are not just talking about the dove. We are talking about the grace of God in receiving sinners. How ready he is. And it is of his pleasure. It is out of his own grace. Not by what man has done, but is solely upon his own grace. Out of his favor, as we read what he says, that God from all eternity, out of his mere good pleasure, he entered into the covenant of grace to deliver them from the state of sin. And from the state of sin and misery, and bring them to a state of salvation by the Redeemer. And that Redeemer, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the Son of God became man. So he was God and man into two distinct natures, and one person forever. He is one who is one of us. He is one who is the Ark of the New Testament. He is one who is the friend of sinners. He is the one who took our own nature in order that we would come nearer to him. He is one who is holy, who is the holy God, but can be touched by men. So therefore, come, my friend, never be hesitant. Time is not on our side. Today, tomorrow, we don't know what happened. Lest we not say tomorrow, because we know not what tomorrow bringeth. But as it is told today, never rest on the way, look not back. Flee to Christ Jesus, then you'll find him ready to receive. Ready to receive. What a comfort to those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It must be an assurance to them that how ready he is to receive to them. And it is an encouragement to them to draw nearer to God, to come boldly to the throne of grace. So because they will find help and grace in time of need. So here he is. He is one who is all sufficient and sufficient for you. Do come unto him, and you will find you'll never disappoint. You will find him ready. Hear his arms stretched. Why are they stretched? That's why we hear him say, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I'm God. There is none else inviting you, inviting sinners to come unto him. So therefore, as they come unto him, he who invited them, he will never reject them. He will never cast them away, for he came for that. He came for that. He is the ark appointed. He was appointed of God from the covenant of grace that salvation should be by him and him alone. So come unto Christ. You'll find him ready to receive. What a glorious reception received by a sensible sinner in coming to Christ. Surely he stretches his hand to receive them. He kindly embraces them. He will embrace them. He will embrace them. And lastly, we look at the comfort that we see here. He put it unto him. He put it unto him into the ark. What a great comfort to be in Christ, in him. As the Apostle Paul says, that I may find in him. I may be found in him. Not outside, not at the door, but in him. so that whatever cometh, it will find me in him. What a comfort to those that believe, to be found in Christ, even when death comes, that it finds them in Christ. Blessed are they who die in the Lord. The death has no power over them, because the power of death was destroyed by Christ. So therefore, if they die in him, yes, they will die as we die, as everyone dies. But by faith in Christ Jesus, they shall live in him. Their life is hidden in him, because they are in him. They are in Christ Jesus by faith. So then, is it not a comfort? Is it not a comfort to a sinner who discovered that there was no rest outside Christ? So here we are. The great comfort. Great comfort. As Simeon of old would say, let thy servant depart in peace. For my eyes have seen the salvation of God. So let it depart in peace. What a great comfort and what a great joy that awaits for the people of God. And it is said, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. And how are they the people of God? They are the people of God because of their faith in Christ Jesus. And by their faith in Christ Jesus, they are in him. By their being in him, what a great comfort that is brought before us. By the word of God, that word which shall never change. The word which he has spoken. And when he has spoken it. That is the comfort which we should long for. Otherwise, all these comforts, whatever one may say of them, they are no comforts. If you persist on them, you'll discover at the end of time that they were no comforts. And it will be tears which shall never be wiped away. But let it be today that you see that there is no rest outside Christ. Let it be today that you'll flee to the ark of the New Testament, which is Christ Jesus. And as you flee to him, you'll find him ready to receive. As you are received by him, there is a promise of peace and comfort. Peace with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that I may be found in him, not in my own righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is that of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which is not of the law. The righteousness of the law cannot save you. It cannot save you. Looking at the law cannot save you. For by the deeds of the law, no man shall be justified in the sight of God. So then, where is the place of rest? It is in him whom we are saved. Being justified through faith in Christ Jesus, we have peace with God. We have peace with God. That is the comfort. This is the comfort which carries the people of God to go forward. To go forward, the comforts that are yonder there in Christ Jesus. So the dove did not find comfort in any way. And its comfort was when it was pulled in unto him into the ark. Joab died holding upon the horns of the altar. So men will die holding upon their profession. They will die there. There will be no peace with God. But let Christ be your personal savior. Your personal savior. Then he will be your personal comfort and your personal peace. So we are taking this out of what we read about the dove. and it is for our good. The Holy God, the Holy Spirit, inscribed these words for our own good, for our own salvation, that we will see the salvation of God in Christ, the ark of the New Testament, for where sinners will flee to, and that they will find him ready to receive as a gracious God, and that they will receive the comforts of the people of God, which were all, which are all the riches of Christ, which he imparts to those that are in him by faith. So then, the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet. What about you? What about you? Are you at rest? Blessed are the people of God. They have one who is their refuge. And they have one whom they run unto him. They will find him ready to receive them. And there is the one who is rich in grace, even the grace of who is rich in the grace of comfort, and who will comfort them when many would have none to comfort them. But he will say, thou art my people. Thou art them whom I died for you. Thou art in a safe place. None shall snatch out of my hands. That you are mine and mine forevermore. What a great joy. What a prospect of joy which are of the people of God. May it be our joy. May we be partakers of these things by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So here we are. Here we are. Those who shall be found on the right hand of Christ Jesus, they shall be in his bosom forevermore. And how would they be found there? Because they fled to the place of refuge. They took hold of this place of refuge. Never stopped on the way. Because if they would stop on the way, outside the refuge, they would die like Abner. They would die, as David said, died Abner, died as a fool. As if there was no Hebron, which is the seat of refuge. Now Christ is so to us. Let's be wise unto our salvation. And what should we do? Repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us flee to him. May God bless to us his way. Let us go pray. Oh, gracious one and the most holy God, may thou reveal thyself that thou art the gracious and the willing to receive sinners, that we would not be found outside thee, but that our rest would be that we are in Christ's hands, and he be to us our personal Savior, and we would say of him we have found whom who is the rest of our soul. Bless us, O Lord, and bless thine word. May it be tasteful in our soul. May we embrace him by faith. Be with this congregation, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, in every need and in every trouble which they meet, that they will see that there is no any other resolution but to hide and to flee into Christ Jesus, who is willing to save to the uttermost those that come unto him by faith, and to come unto God by faith. Bless us and do us good. Hide us under thine own blood. May it be our desire that we will not look back, but we will run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Care for us as we part this day. Oh Lord, may we remember each other wherever we'll be, though we part physically. But at the throne of grace, may we pray for each other and pray for the prosperity of Zion and pray for thy servants that laboreth in thine vineyard, those that sound this trumpet, that it will, that they would not tire, and pray the pray for the congregation at large, that thou would unite them and be of one mind in looking unto Christ Jesus, for there is no rest outside him, and that they would find comfort in that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Care for us and do us good. Pardon us all our sins and bless everything that has been said, that which is in agreement to thine holy name. We acknowledge and we confess that we are sinners. Nothing good can come from us. May thou direct everything and sprinkle everything by thy blood. O Lord, we ask thee, as we part, as friends, as brethren, from different, as we come from a different country, O Lord, may we leave our hearts here, and they also, as we part with them, that they will also remember us, lest we remember each other, lest we pray for each other, that at the end of all, that we would, as we have met in this country, if it be thy will, that we will be found one day in Christ Jesus, and that it will be by the encouragement of thy word, that it was because we fled to Christ Jesus, and by faith in him alone. Be with us now, do us good, and care for us. Pardon us all our sins and accept us. All we ask in Christ's name we pray. Amen.